This is Heat Radio, RuPaul, as I live and breathe. Yes. How are you?
I am so happy to be in the UK. It's been a long time since I've been here, and I couldn't have picked a better time to come.
For those who are listening, those poor unfortunates who are not familiar with RuPaul's Drag Race, which is coming to the UK, squeal.
Yeah.
How do you describe it to people?
Well, thankfully, True TV has brought RuPaul's Drag Race to the UK shores, and it is a competition. Reality show where we take 12, 14 drag queens and we put them through a series of challenges to find the next drag superstar. And the challenges are based on my own career. I've done movies and television and presented and produced records and written books and modeled and do all these different things. And so the challenges are really based on my career. So we're looking for the next drag superstar.
If there is someone listening that thinks, I've got it, what do they need to bring when they come on?
Well, you have to have, you have to know thyself first. And that's not just for drag queens, that's everybody. But also you have to know your history, know where you came from, know the history of pop culture, and also have an eye on the future of how you can shape yourself into a voice of your generation and beyond.
Yeah. Let's talk about the judging panel. I've heard Katie Price. I mean, where did you meet her? Why did you want to get her on?
Well, Katie, this will be the first time I've met Katie Price. In fact, obviously, I watched a Celebrity Big Brother when she was on with my girlfriend, Michelle Visage. And so, and I loved it. And then, of course, Jonathan Ross is one of the judges for our looking for our UK drag ambassador. Jonathan Ross and I were born on the exact same day. The exact same day. And he's a big champion of RuPaul's Drag Race. And so I'm looking forward to meeting both of them. And I've never met Jonathan Ross before.
How funny. Because I assumed that he'd come to you pleading for years to be on.
Well, this is the funny thing is he's been a big champion of a UK edition of RuPaul's Drag Race because apparently his daughters are big fans of the show and they turned him into a fan of the show.
Okay.
So he's a big supporter. He's been trying to usher this show onto a network. Hopefully, because it's on True TV, both Monday and Tuesday nights at 10 new episodes, maybe the British public will say, well, we want our own edition.
Yeah,
so
good. We do. We
yes.
absolutely do. You've got to get Jonathan Ross dragged up.
Wouldn't that be great? He does have some gorgeous cheekbones, and a pretty little mouth.
And that's all you need, baby.
That's all you need. And an attitude. If you got the right attitude. I saw you walking in here down the run. You were strutting that stuff.
Oh, stop it.
You really know how to sissy that walk, don't you?
That's very kind, RuPaul.
It's true.
There you go. I'm going to put that as a sticker on my album. Look, we've got loads to talk about, but I thought first, shall we play Supermodel?
Sure, let's do it.
Beautiful. Supermodel on Heat Radio. I mean, that was 1993.
Yes. It actually came out on my birthday in 1992. It was November 17th, 1992 it came out.
What was your biggest fashion disaster?
I've had lots. But I tell the kids on the show, you've got to fail so that you can find your own level water. You've got to find your own frequency. And that takes a lot of fail. You cannot be afraid to fail. So I've had lots of fashion faux pas. In the 80s, my look was decidedly streetwalker / soul train dancer. And I loved it.
Gorgeous.
I loved it. Even as a kid, I took my fashion cues from prostitutes. I just loved the way that looked with the different patterns and short and legs and all the stuff. Afro puffs.
And so did Dolly Parton.
Yes, she did too. Yes. Yeah. She loved that. I love that. And I think, when you meet small children and they see a drag queen, they're so enamored by the sparkly and the bangles that are clanging and the colors and the colored hair. And as children, our natural selves love colors. Yeah. And I think that's a true statement.
Yeah. I know that you're a big fan of Judge Judy.
Oh, my God. Like nobody's business. Yeah. Love her.
Tell me the three laws that RuPaul would pass.
Oh, if in the world?
Yes.
Well, first of all, honestly, and people are going to be angry about this, but I would pass a law that you cannot walk down the street while looking at your smartphone. I would do that.
Yes.
I know people hate that, but I think, why not be present? There's, especially in London today, it's so beautiful. Why not be here for your life? Be present for your life. That's really, really important. Also, I would say another law would be there has to be a day other than Halloween where one day a week you have to dress up. You have to wear something that is outrageous. That's, and not just Halloween. I always resented Halloween. I always thought Halloween was like amateur day,
yeah.
You know? So you know what I do? I don't dress up on Halloween. You have Halloween in England,
yeah,
don't
yeah,
you?
Yes. Yeah.
I never dress up on Halloween. But as even as a kid, I'd always dress up in something. And so there would be one day a week where everyone would wear some type of a costume. Another law I would pass would be, I would pass a law where you'd, maybe there would also be a kindness day. I think kindness is the new cool. I think that that gets overlooked and is thought of as being weak. And I think it's important that people are reminded to be kind to one another.
Yeah. I do a little something on my show called the 5 o'clock disco.
Okay.
And I thought it might be great fun if we had a lip sync 5 o'clock disco. Would you stay for it?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay, great. Shackles, Mary Mary, and Shania Twain, that don't impress me much on Heat Radio. RuPaul, what makes a good lip sync?
Well, you've got to be devoted to the material. You've got to embody the material, and even more than what the lyrics are doing, and you should know the lyrics, you have to understand what the overall intent of the song is and embody. Because when you see a drag queen do a wonderful lip sync, she takes on different tones and notes that you didn't even hear before, you know?
Yeah.
And or she'll have a double entendre to certain lyrics that you thought, wow, I didn't realize that's what they were talking about.
Lovely. Well, look, let's continue. Let's have Gaga.
Yes.
Cher, if I could turn back time on a very special 5 o'clock disco. Have you met Cher?
Oh, yes. Actually, I had Christmas at her house once.
How was that?
It was fantastic. She is everything you think she is and more. And you know what? In person, nobody, I mean, she looks great in pictures, but in person you go, oh my goodness, this woman is so beautiful. And you get to see what, you know, 28-year-old Sonny saw in a 16-year-old Cher. You're like, wow, that one right there.
Cher at Christmas, does she ever like get the sweatpants on and just kind of, you know, get down with it
for
Christmas?
To be honest, she was wearing sweatpants at Christmas.
I can't tell you how happy I am. I can't tell you. Listen, we're going to finish, obviously, on Whitney.
Yes.
The greatest love of all. I can't tell you how gorgeous it's been, RuPaul. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And I love, love, love your show. And I hope you enjoy RuPaul's Drag Race on True TV.
We'll be all over it. Thank you, darling. Here's Whitney.